It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, hey, buddy.
Hey, podcast.
It's the podcast. As always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Your full service motorcycle repair shop.
Motorcycle.
I wonder if that mouse took his motorcycle over there, they'd get fixed up on it. I'm sure they
would. Remake that movie. They do.
So good. Anyway, of course, Gilson Cycle, bringing it to you. Let's do it. It's time for Fact and Opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. Your fact for today: Gatorade created an alcoholic mix of their lemon-lime flavor and beer called Hoppin' Gator in 1969, quickly pulled it off the market when it tanked. Gee, you think?
Yeah, it's one thing. You want Gatorade after you drink a bunch of beer that night.
Yeah.
You know, you get up in the morning, like, that's not, you don't want anything more than a Gatorade.
I don't know much about, did it have electrolytes in there in the Hoppin' Gator? You know, maybe like it was a healthy or is the sports player's beer? I don't know.
Guaranteed not to give you a hangover. You know, it cancels each other out while you drink it.
I'm looking up Hoppin' Gator right now. Maybe. Oh, wow, dude. Look at this.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it kind of sounds like a summer shanty, right? You know, like that, if it's that lemon lime flavor.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe it was like the first OG summer shanty. They just didn't know what they had. The public didn't know what they had.
It was 69. I don't know when Lion and Kugel started making theirs. Yeah, it was a lemon lime lager. So it was. It was basically like a summer shanty. Maybe it just. It had 25% more alcohol than regular beer, too.
Damn.
So they wanted to fuck you up, son.
Yeah. Imagine putting that in the old containers on the side of the football field.
Is this beer? No, it's Gatorade, man. That's what
you know,
I thought it was.
Honestly, in 1969, I wouldn't put it past them. At all?
No, but absolutely, dude. They were drinking in the locker room at halftime, smoking cigarettes. It's fine.
Right.
Let's see. The brewery Hoppin' Gator quickly ran into problems. First, the brewery was sued in 1970 by the makers of Gatorade for infringing on the Gatorade trademark. Wait, so it wasn't actually Gatorade that made it then? It was just this brewery.
Brewery, and they kind of stole the. Huh.
Okay,
wow,
so here
maybe that's.
So, yeah, so this fact is actually a little wrong. So, check this out. 1969, the Pittsburgh Brewing Company introduced Hoppin' Gator Lemon Lime Lager, which was a combination of beer and Gatorade with 25% more alcohol than regular beer. The concoction was created by Robert Kay, the inventor of Gatorade. Okay, wait. So, the inventor of Gatorade made this, but Gatorade got sued them for infringing on the Gatorade trademark. Wait.
So the guy stole, like somebody stole the idea, the brewery stole the idea from the guy who originally thought of it, and then they sued him?
No, this guy, the concoction was actually, so this beer was created by Cade, the creator of Gatorade. So maybe, did he sell Gatorade, like the name and all that, to like someone else? Oh, let me see.
Possibly.
But the larger had pitched the public lemon lime lager that just didn't sell very well. So the brewery dropped the lemon lime lager description and reintroduced Hoppin' Gator as a tropical flavored malt liquor. Good old malt liquor. This proved more appealing, especially among populations of Georgia, South Carolina, and Detroit. So much so that the beverage attracted the attention. So the black population in the South. Let's see. 1975 Pittsburgh. It's not really. Let's see. They produced 10,000 more barrels of it as a novelty in 2004. That's it. That's all I know. But, here's the
thing. That's pretty wild.
Like, it really doesn't sound that bad. You know, as a malt beverage, it's kind of like what you see nowadays, like with the Mike's Hard and everything like that. That's lemonade and lemon lime, so.
I don't know. See, I think the only problem I have with it is 1969. I think they've, you know.
Probably
perfected the concoction
then,
a little bit
since then. Well, see how it looks like it literally started off as like someone took half of a Gatorade and half of a beer, mixed it together, and then added like more booze to it. That's basically what they did.
Pretty much threw a couple shots in it and called it a day.
I don't know
how
about
do you feel,
what?
How do you feel about lemon lime Gatorade?
Oh, that's the worst flavor. It's the worst one. absolutely
the
worst one.
I used to think that too, but I don't know. There's something about a hot day and an ice cold lemon lime.
See, I'm a Gatorade Frost kind of guy. Of course, I do Gatorade Zero every time now. I don't get
for sure.
Because there's so much sugar in it otherwise. But for a sports drink. But yeah, I always do Frost. I don't mind the Fruit Punch one. That one's pretty good.
See, I think I like definitely love the Frost. That's probably the best, right? Is that the light blue one?
That's the light blue one, yeah.
See,
Is it the white one? What's the white one? They have two. They have the light
white
blue.
White one's like a cherry. It's like a white cherry or something.
Oh, that one's really good, too. Really good, too. Yeah.
They're all good. I don't think there's one I don't. The red, I'm not a fan.
I mean, it's kind of basic fruit punch, you know?
Yeah. So, I'll slam a lemon lime. Like, I won't sit there and enjoy a lemon lime because I'm thirsty. That's one of the ones I just slam. Like a Frost, I'll sit there and enjoy.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
Like, I won't want to slam it because I like it so much.
There's a 50-50% chance that if you see me drinking Gatorade, that there's booze in
shit.
It. That there's booze in it. Because I do that a lot. Because you can get, like, I mean, they're big. You get the Gatorade Zeros, and you usually do, like, you can do... They do two for $3, right? So you get the big ones, two for $3. And then you get yourself a pint of vodka, and you can do half a pint per big thing of Gatorade. And it works perfectly.
You're on your way for under $10 for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And in the summertime, you are still getting a little hydrated. You know, it's better than just doing straight vodka, I guess. So, But yeah, it's so much so that Kiki has to ask. She's like, hey, is there booze in that Gatorade? Like if it's in the fridge, I'll be like, yeah, it's from last night. I didn't finish it off because the first one fucked me up too much.
Well, you just blew your cover with the bosses because you always have a Gatorade in the studio.
So yeah, but seriously though, for you think about that for... $6 or $7, you can get yourself a good buzz going. Absolutely. Uh-oh. Absolutely.
There you go. A little life hack for you in the podcast. Too.
Don't say I never taught you anything, all right? I'm taught you. I don't know if I got them drunk right now. I've been drinking vodka Gatorades all morning, man. All right. So there you go. That is your fact and opinion. And with that, let's get the hell out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out. And we'll see you next time with another fact and opinion brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
What's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.